Proposition 9, Criminal Justice System, Victims' Rights, Parole, Initiative, Constitutional Amendment, and Statute. What your vote means. Yes. A yes vote on this measure means crime victims would have additional constitutionally guaranteed rights, such as the right to participate in any public criminal proceedings. Payments of restitution to crime victims would be required without exception, and any funds collected from offenders ordered to pay restitution would go to pay that obligation before any other. Inmates with life sentences who were denied parole would generally have to wait longer before being considered again for release. Some parolees facing revocation and return to prison may no longer be represented by legal counsel. Early release of inmates to reduce prison or jail overcrowding would be restricted in certain circumstances. No. A no vote on this measure means victims will continue to have the statutory right to be notified of certain criminal justice proceedings, such as sentencing and parole proceedings. Whether victim restitution would be ordered would remain subject to a judge's discretion, and the manner in which money collected from defendants is distributed would remain unchanged. Current waiting periods for parole revocation hearings and parole consideration would remain unchanged. All parolees would continue to be entitled to receive legal representation at parole hearings. State and local governments could take steps to release inmates early to reduce jail and prison overcrowding.